for no good reason. The whole area there is in chaos. I thought that Japan was supposed to be a pacifist country. Why is he sending troops over there?
Bueno, pues se sostiene que el señor Kusumi es un criminal de guerra por enviar tropas a Irak.
Yes, he is. Like Bush. Bush is also a war criminal.
También.
They're both war criminals.
Sí.
This war in Iraq has absolutely no justification. It's completely illegal. Bush lied about the weapons of mass destruction to get into the war, you know. It's absolutely outrageous.
A ver, Félix, ¿una pregunta?
Sí, es que por estos días se retiró otro de los grandes genios de la historia del ajedrez, Gary Kasparov. ¿Qué piensa de ese retiro y para él cuál ha sido el mejor jugador de ajedrez de la historia?
Entonces vamos con las dos preguntas, una por una. La primera, what do you think about the retire of Kasparov?
What do I think about it? I don't really care. The man is a tremendous crook. He's prearranged all his matches with Karpov, Prearranged, absolutely.
Los juegos con Kasparov estaban arreglados.
He played five so-called world title matches with Karpov, and they were all prearranged. He's just an absolute criminal. He is a disgrace to chess, Karpov was also a crook in Korchnoi,
Who is the best player in the world for you?
Well, I don't play the old chess anymore. I play Fischer Random now.
In the history?
To me, the game doesn't have that kind of interest anymore. I'm only interested in Fischer Random now.
Ya no le jala eso, ¿no, Alejandro?
Fischer Random?
Fischer Random chess, yeah.
Es un ajedrez tipo Fischer.
Yeah. It's the same as chess, except you mix the back row.
¿Es igual que el ajedrez, pero?
You mix the back row. And there are 960 possible starting positions. That's also on this internet site. You can get the rules.
Se cambia la primera fila, la fila de atrás.
Yeah, but you mix them in a specific way. One rook has to be to the left of the king. One rook has to be to the right of the king. One bishop has to be on a light-colored square. One bishop has to be on a dark-colored square. And both sides have identical positions. And you can castle on either side of the board, like in the old chess. It's very, very simple. If you know how to play chess, you can learn Fischer Random in about 30 seconds, you know?
Sí, en unos 30 segundos se puede aprender que son 960 posiciones en el ajedrez y que la idea es un cambio de alfiles. Me olvidé cómo traducir rook, pero es un cambio de alfiles, un cambio de torres. Se pone una en un...
No, you mix. I don't think you explained it well.
Go at it again, and I will try and explain it.
Look, okay, you mix the back row of the pieces, but there are certain restrictions. You don't just mix them 100% randomly. One rook must be to the left of the king. One rook must be to the right of the king. One bishop must be on a black square, and the other bishop must be on a white square. Okay, those are and that comes to 960 possible positions. And each side has the same mix. You see?
Bueno, dice que hay restricciones a la hora de hacer las mezclas de las fichas. Una torre debe estar a la derecha del rey, la otra tiene que estar a la izquierda, un alfil en un encuadre blanco y el otro en un encuadre negro.
Sí.
Is that better?
Yes, that's correct. And both sides have the same, identical mix, you see?
Sí. Y ambos lados tienen el mismo, el idéntico, la combinación idéntica.
Yes, so, and that comes to the 960 possible starting position. And the point is, there is no more... See, right now, there's just an enormous amount of material on the one starting position you have today. There are thousands, tens of thousands of books and magazines, even in the hundreds of thousands. Just enormous amount of information on the one starting position you have today. So basically, the person who prepares better, who knows more about the starting position, the starting position, has a big advantage, very big advantage. But now, with 960 starting positions, it's just too much to memorize, in my opinion. So there's no point even to trying, you know? You see? So it'll be more man against man, you know, mano a mano, and it'll be more fun, and it'll just be a better game all around, and you won't have to spend all your time in front of a computer preparing, you see?
Okay, let me translate. ¿Qué dijo Alejandro sobre este juego de ajedrez al estilo Fischer?
Sí, que es un juego mucho más divertido, no tiene que invertirse tanto tiempo al frente de una computadora, y que lo disfrutará muchísimo más aquel que sepa muchísimo más de posiciones de inicio de juego, que en este caso habría 960 posiciones.
Bobby, ¿usted cree que algún día...
And I can just add one more thing about Fischer and them. The way you mix them, you can just do it with a computer. You just push a button, and the computer will mix them automatically, you see?
Sí, el computador le hace una mezcla solo por espichar un botón. ¿Una mujer podrá ser campeona mundial de ajedrez? ¿Usted cree que la mujer podrá igualar a la mente del hombre en la mujer? Do you think, Bobby, that a woman...
Yeah.
Can be the champion of the world?
Well, you're talking about Fischer and them or chess?
No, regular chess.
Well, again, I don't have any interest in the regular chess, you know. I have completely washed my hands of the old chess. I despise the old chess, you know.
Sí.
My only interest in the old chess is I like to go through the prearranged games and to expose them, you see?
Lo único que quiere del viejo ajedrez es denunciar los arreglos que se hicieron.
Sí, sí.
El pre-arrangement.
Right, right.
Los arreglos que se hicieron. Última pregunta, Bobby.
Yeah.
Last question.
Okay.
¿Va a renunciar a su ciudadanía americana?
In English, please.
Would you like to continue to be an American citizen, or you want to...
Well, I already renounced my citizenship in a letter, but they didn't accept it. They said I didn't do it in the correct way, you know.
But you want to renounce?
Well, I did it already, but they don't accept it. You know, it's not so easy to renounce, apparently. When I told them I wanted to renounce, they sent me, when I wrote them a letter renouncing my citizenship to the U.S. Embassy. They say it's not valid because you have to do it in a certain way. And they sent me all this literature to renounce my citizenship.
Where you were born?
Chicago.
You don't miss to go back to Chicago?
Well, I never spent much time there. I was just born there. But let me explain this about the renunciation. They sent me all this literature from the embassy in Tokyo about renouncing my citizenship. Now, you cannot just say, I renounce my citizenship. You have to say, or you have to sign a letter of understanding also, they say, that when you renounce your citizenship, you understand that you're still liable for tax, you're still liable to be deported, you're still this. You know, it's signing away your life. And plus, they want all this information about your finances, if you have over a certain amount of money. And then after you fill out everything, give them a ton of information, then they will still decide whether or not to accept your renunciation.
But you want to keep going on that way, to try to find a way to renounce to your citizen?
Well, if they will make it in a reasonable manner without them making all kind of that I have to agree to all this understandings, I may do it. Yeah, but they refuse to even to let you, and also they don't guarantee they will accept it. You know that? You can renounce, and it's up to them whether they accept it or not. So it's a really a no-win situation, this renunciation. You know.
But have you gone to a consulate to say, I want to renounce?
No, I didn't do that, no.
But you have to do it.
Well, as I say, even if you do that, you still are an American citizen because they decide whether or not to accept it.
And do you have family in the United States?
Oh, I have some relatives there, yeah.
Yeah. Bobby, thank you very much.
Okay, you're welcome.
It's been a pleasure. And good luck with your new life in Reykjavik.
Okay.
Adiós, amigo.
Hasta luego.
Hasta luego.
Chao.
El Bobby Fischer.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome. You're welcome. Thank you. Okay, bye.